that.
Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Good. Praise the Lord, everybody. All right. All right. This is night 5 of our Holy Ghost revival, and it is covering the last 7 words. And this is night 5, and we have our speaker tonight, Minister Dominique Hudson. And before we get started, we're going to have Mother Janice Hudson pray us in for tonight's show. Okay? And so as we get started, and the word that is going to be covered tonight is I thirst. Okay? And without further ado, we're going to bring on Mother Janice Hudson to open us up in prayer.
Praise the Lord. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Heavenly Father, I come to you as humble as I know how, asking you, Lord, to please bring Minister Dominique's voice. Let it be heard over the airways, Lord Jesus. Let her anointing just reach out to any and everybody that is listening. Let us help bring some lost souls into the kingdom of you, Lord Jesus. Help her to bring lost souls into the kingdom. Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you for just being so good, Lord Jesus. Let the words that come out of her mouth be your words, Lord Jesus, and let her anointing just go all over the airways. It's in your mighty name, Jesus Christ. Your way, your will, I pray. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much, Mother Janice, for tonight's opening prayer. Okay, and now what you've been waiting for is our very own speaker tonight, the Mother of Justice, Minister Dominique Hudson.
Praise God, praise God. Oh, good evening, everyone. Thank you, Mother Janice, for that wonderful prayer. Thank you, Pop Rob, for that wonderful introduction. I'm known as Justice Mom nowadays, so I just want to praise God just for just allowing me to be on tonight, just strengthen me in the name of Jesus. Just thank you, Lord. Praise God. This is a dwelling place. I'm your host, Dominique Hudson. We are live on Blog Talk Radio with Purpose Kingdom Network. Thank you, Lord. So tonight we are continuing the last words, and this is the 5th saying, which is I thirst. And that can be found in the book of John 19:28, which reads, after this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, said, I thirst. Amen. And I hope you've been taking notes throughout this whole revival, Holy Week, as we have got online, just to go over the last sayings of Christ as he was on the cross. And like no other night, just take notes. Just really be in just whatever God is speaking to you. This is Holy Week. Amen. Good Friday is coming up in a couple of days, in a few days, amen. And just be open to whatever God is saying to you, amen, throughout this week, amen. Praise God. And just even going into this word, I thirst, I honestly do not know where to begin. Yet it is a small verse, but yet a power scripture of God, right? We have Jesus who is on the cross, who have been here for hours. Right. So where do we begin? Why did Jesus say that I thirst? So I just begin to ask questions like that. Like, Lord, why did Jesus say I thirst? Was it in a way to speak to his physical being? Right. Amen. He's up here on the cross for hours and hours at a time. Right. And physically his body is drying out. And when you look at the history of the crucifixion's period, right? You begin to suffocate, and that's usually the cause. So each breath, just breathing on there, it just speaks of the agony and the pain of on the cross. You're hanging up there. You have nails. You're high, up and people are just watching and you're breathing. And each breath, you are really fighting for your life, right? So this is just depicting Jesus Christ up there on that cross and the pain that he endured, right? This is a just man, a man who have never committed sin, but yet he's up there on the cross in all this agony and all this pain, right? So the Jesus, is Jesus saying that I thirst to complain in a way? Or is it simply because he wants to fulfill prophecy? Amen. And before we get into the word, I just want to share some things that God has shared with me about John is the last book of the Gospels, right? And I thought it was good to just highlight this. This is what God has shown me. So we have the book of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and then John that speaks of the Gospels of Jesus Christ, right? So Matthew presents Jesus as King of the Jews. Then we have Mark who presents Jesus as a servant. Then we have Luke who presents Jesus as the Son of Man. And then here we have in John, which says that I thirst, John 19:28, right? So the whole book of John portrays Jesus and his deity, amen? Portrays Jesus as the Son of God. So what does that mean and how does that relate to I thirst? Amen. Jesus in the book of John all over being just presented as the Son of God. And when you look at the book of John, you see how John just highlights just a prophecy that the Old Testament, speaking of the old scriptures and bringing up and how Jesus is being prophesied in the Old Testament. We have so many people that haven't even read the Bible or read parts of the Bible and say that is a contradiction. I beg you to read the Bible for yourself and to seek God genuinely as you're reading the Bible. You will see that it is not a contradiction, but it is all part of this plan, all leading up to Christ's death. Amen. His life, his death, his resurrection, and why we are here. Amen. Amen. So Jesus as the Son of God is saying, I thirst. And it is saying that after this, in John 19:28, after this, Jesus, knowing that all things were accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, said, I thirst. So Jesus is fulfilling scripture, right? And not only that, when we look at Jesus' life, we see that he is obedient unto Christ. Unto God, excuse me. He is obedient unto God, even in his death. Amen. Even up there on the cross, he is obedient to God. So he's going to fulfill his scripture. He's going to fulfill his purpose. Amen. Amen. If you can turn with me to Psalm 69, verse 21. So we can look at, right, as we said that, that Christ's prophecy was already told from the beginning of times, right? And he's on that cross saying that I thirst so he can obey his Father's will, so he can fulfill his Father's will. Amen? So the scriptures may be fulfilled. And that right there, before we continue to go into it, that right there, that's how you can know. There's so many prophets, right? So many people these days saying that I'm a prophet, I'm a man, I'm a woman of God. But if it is not fulfilled, then it is not of God. Amen? Amen. So in Psalm 69:21, it reads, they gave me also gall for my meat, and in my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink. Amen? Amen. And then you'll see in verse 29 how he was given vinegar. Amen. So the scriptures are being fulfilled. Jesus is fulfilling scripture, right? And earlier in John 19, he talks about like Jesus, like God, why am I here? Right? Not why am I here, but if this is not your will, remove this cup. And after it has been fulfilled, Jesus says that I thirst. Now that the will has been fulfilled, I thirst and I am ready to drink. Amen. I'm ready to drink. I have fulfilled your will. So now I can drink. Amen. I know that this is your will and this is how it is supposed to be for the salvation of our people. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. If you're just joining, we're talking about our thirst and how Jesus just says our thirst, not in to speak of his physical agony, which we know that, but it is symbolic to speak of the agony that the world is in, that the people are in, that the people of God are in, and not just the people of God, the people of the world are in agony and bondage, nailed down to whatever problems they have. Amen. And Jesus is speaking to that and saying, I thirst, and I want to quench this thirst of bondage, and I want to release my people. Amen. So Jesus is not speaking to the physical part. That is obvious. Jesus is speaking way beyond the physical. Amen. He is speaking of our soul and of our salvation. Amen. Jesus showed so much respect to the scriptures. He knew that all these things had to be accomplished. Amen. Amen. This is not strange that he's thirsty. We discussed that. It's not strange. We know the situation and the state that he's in. It is not strange at all that he is thirsty. And not only that his scriptures are being fulfilled, it's so that we can believe. Amen. It's so that we can also believe. Because if you have, as I said, the scripture prophecy, if people are prophesying, people are saying, people, women, men, are saying that I am a man of God and this is going to happen, and you don't see anything occur, then they're not of God, right? So in order for Jesus to be Jesus, the Son of God, it had to be fulfilled. Amen. Throughout his journey, his works and things like that, and he's constantly speaking specifically to his disciples, and they know that that will is to take place. And when he is on this cross, it confirmed, it fulfilled scriptures that, oh my goodness, this is true, Son of God. All that persecution, all that condemnation that they have done, then on that cross, when it's done, when it's over, which they think, right? We know he had rose. Amen. Then they see that this is truly the Son of God. Amen. So if you would turn with me to, we're still in the book of John chapter 19, right? And we go to verse 35 through 37, and it says, and he who has seen has testified, and his testimony is true. And he knows that he is telling the truth, so that you may believe. For these things were done that the scripture should be fulfilled. Not one of his bones shall be broken. And again, another scripture says, they shall look on him whom they pierced. Amen. Right. This is wonderful. Thank you, Lord. This is amazing, right? Verse 36, for these things were done that the scripture should be fulfilled. Not one of his bones shall be broken. And here we go. John is going again back to old scriptures, right? In the Old Testament, excuse me. Going to scriptures in the Old Testament and highlighting the prophecy of Jesus Christ. And also, that's another thing, like just reading the history that helps me to understand these, because I may have glossed over this before, but just reading about the crucifixion, about crucifixion and how they were done then, right? So after they put the body down and things like that, then they will break your bones. But when it came to Christ, the other two men who were up there, they broke their bones. But when it came to Christ, they did not touch his bones at all. Instead, they pierced his side, which is also a fulfillment of scripture. Amen. So how is this so, right? That you know the process, right? So we all have the functions of our job, and we know that some of us have been doing our job for years, right? and us doing our jobs, and we know the process. But why is it that this process is different from those who are, you broke everyone else's bone, but why is this different? See, at the end of the day, what I see, right, is that every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. So even them who didn't believe, they had to also obey the word of God. They had to also obey the scriptures so it will be fulfilled that this is the true living God. This is the Son of God. Amen? Not one of his bones shall be broken. God is allowing all this to happen. Amen? Yes. He will be crucified, but you will not break not one bone. And that had came to pass. And again, another scripture says, they shall look on him whom they pierced. And by the time they looked on him whom they pierced, they realized that this is the Son of God. I don't have this written down, but we don't want it to be too late to look at the end and say this is the Son of God, right? Amen. We want to know now that this is the Son of God. If you would turn with me to, we're still in the book of John, and we'll go to chapter 20, verse 29 to 31, right? And now we're moving on so that we will believe. So the fulfillment of Christ, we see Christ in this way that he's revealed as the Son of God. Him saying that I thirst. It is a fulfillment of scripture. We know that he is the Son of God. And this is to spark belief and faith within us, right? So chapter 20, verse 29 says, Jesus said to him, Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. And truly, Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name. Amen. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name. Amen. So Jesus saying, I thirst, is not speaking of his physical being, his physical throat, which is obvious. He is fulfilling prophecy, and it is to spark our belief and our faith in him. Amen. Thomas, and because of this, he wanted to see Christ after he has rose. They call them Doubting Thomas. You know, we call them Doubting Thomas. But to us who have not, even this picture, just depicting and visualizing Christ here on this cross, just visualizing that hurts me, right? Amen. And those who were there and seen that, and then you have Thomas who then seen him after he has died, amen, after he has risen. But us who have not seen any of that, for our belief in him, amen, we will have everlasting life as long as we believe in him, amen. Praise God. If you have any questions, any comments, press one. I'm here. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. And I want to go over one more point, right? This word is a small word, however, but it's mighty powerful, just saying that I thirst, amen. So we know that Jesus has fulfilled prophecy. We know that he wants us to believe, have everlasting belief, faith in him, right? Jesus thirsts in a longer way to obey God, amen. He said as a little boy, his parents looking for him, and find him. Don't you know I'm about my father's business? Amen. His parents didn't find him in the street doing God knows what. His parents found him in the synagogue, learning, teaching the word of God. Amen. he was ready since he came here. Amen. So fulfilling, it was with honor, with major respect that Jesus fulfilled the will of God. So him thirsting was a longing to obey God, even in this state, even in this agony that I'm in. I will obey you. Whew, amen. And not only in just thirsting for God, God, he quenched his thirst. Amen. He quenched his thirst. He quenched the thirst of other people, of the people in the world. Amen. John 4:14 is the story of the woman by the well. I just want to read verse 14 in John 4. But whoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Amen. Some of us are drinking from wells that run dry. Some of us are drinking from wells that has a false image of God. And we wonder, once it gets to the end, it's ending, and we're mixing it up with God, and it's not God. And we're putting God's name on it. Amen? Some of us are drinking from wells that doesn't even produce water. Amen? But I beg you to drink from the everlasting well of Christ. Amen. Where you should never thirst. Amen. Where you should never thirst. It's everlasting. You don't even have to worry about the supply. I have water that runs out. We got to go to the market, keep grabbing waters. But God has everlasting water that will never dry, will never run dry. The well will never run dry. It produces a life. Life, 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 and life, and so forth. Amen. The water will never run dry. So I pray that you will cling on to the everlasting life of Jesus Christ, his everlasting water, and drink from his well. As he's saying, I thirst in a longing way, not in a way to complain, but I thirst. Lord, I thirst to know who you are. There's so much happening in this world, and I thirst, Lord, to know who you are. I thirst to know the will that you have for my life. I thirst to know the will that you have for my children's life. Amen. I thirst after you. I thirst to be with you. I long to be with you. The living water. Let that water run through my veins. Because human me, I get tired. I get weak. I'm beaten down just with the hours going out to work, then working, coming back home. Amen. The labor of man can have us so weak and have us so thirsty. But if we tap into our everlasting source of Christ, we will never be thirsty. God will renew our strength. He'll provide people around you that will be a support. Amen. Amen. So I pray that you will tap into the everlasting source of Christ. We are going to get into the call of salvation. And I love this part. And it just adds up, right? It goes. Salvation is needed, right? And I just wanted to go over the definition of salvation, just so you get it. Because you may hear this word and may not truly know, right? Salvation, biblically, is the great work of God in which he forgives sin and gives eternal life to a believing sinner as a free gift of his grace. Amen. I want that for you. I have it. And I believe that that will free you in the name of Jesus. And how you do that is just acknowledging that you are a sinner and just calling upon his name, which was read in John 20:31. Amen. That believing you may have life. Just believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and in his name you will have life. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. I bless God that you are saved in the name of Jesus. Do we have any announcement before we wrap up the show tonight?
No, we're going to skip the announcements right now. We're just going to just introduce tomorrow night's show, and then we're going to come back to you so you can wrap up tonight's show. Okay, thank you so much, Dominique, for the word that was provided tonight. We greatly appreciate the word that was brought forth, and we just hope that what was brought forth is restored to you some tenfold, some 100-fold, some 1,000-fold. We just greatly appreciate the word that was brought forth for you, and we just thank you, woman of God, for bringing us the word. Okay, so tomorrow night's word is going to be "It is finished," and that's going to be brought to you by Minister of Music, Adrian Allen. So please join us again tomorrow night at 8:30 for night 6 of our Holy Ghost revival. Okay, and we'll be wrapping up pretty soon because following Minister Allen is going to be Minister Bernard Merrill, and he's going to close us out. So real quickly, don't forget, rejoin us tomorrow night at 8:30, and it's going to be Minister of Music, Adrian Allen. Okay, and so concluding tonight's episode is Minister Dominique Hudson. And Minister Dominique Hudson, thank you so much for the excellent words that was provided tonight, and we greatly appreciate the word that was brought forth. Okay, and so go ahead, if you will, please close us out for tonight's episode.
Praise God. Thank you. I just want to thank everyone for just joining tonight and just remembering that I thirst is just a fulfillment of God's word and Jesus fulfilling that word in obedience. So I pray that whatever word God is speaking to you, that you will fulfill it and that you will obey, right? And it's simple, and God don't even have to speak to you, right? In an audible sound, but he speaks through us in reading his word. And that's how we read, and that's how we know what is he saying to us, right? What is he saying? Do I have to be obedient? What should I do in this area, right? Read his word. Be obedient in reading his word and spending time with him. Amen. And as you're reading and spending time with him, your faith will build. It is impossible to please God without faith. So as you're reading and communing with God each and every day, you're building your faith. And just continue to go after God and search after God. Amen. Because if you're like me, I pray that I live a long time in the name of Jesus, right? And have long life, longevity. And in that, you got to keep thirsting and longing after God, right? And as you're thirsting and longing to obey God, is not in a way like you're coming boastful, like, oh, I know this already, right? I read the last 7 words, but it comes different each time I'm reading, each time I'm growing with God, amen? So I pray that you will be obedient, that you will continue to grow in your faith, that you will continue to long and thirst after God. I pray that this word of our living God will fill every dry and thirsty part of your heart in the name of Jesus, because that's truly the place where God seeks. That's truly the place where God can plant his seed of his word, right? The heart is a place, right? So that heart is hardened. I need you to release it in the name of Jesus by just seeking and calling upon God, because he's the only one that can unharden that heart, right? So I pray that this word is just a seed that will continue to grow and grow in the name of Jesus. So I pray that you all be safe and will join us tomorrow night. Thank you. Good night. Deuces.
Jesus lives. He raised me. I will not lose. He saved me. I will not lose. Set me free. I will not lose. Never want to see me down. I will not lose. He saved me.